Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Tammy DeArmas for the Daily Phil, the storm and the fish. Have you ever avoided something you knew the Lord was telling you to do, knowing the right thing to do and going in the opposite direction? Sadly, I know I have. For clarity, there wasn't an audible voice, but I knew the direction I was going was not where the Lord would have me go. For some of us, there are great consequences that might change the trajectory of our lives. For others, it might not be that drastic. Regardless of the consequence, our Lord remains faithful. In raising our kids, we always said that the Lord is more concerned with our character than our comfort. In turning and repenting, grace and mercy are extended. Hebrews 12:11 states, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." Fleeing from the Lord, Jonah set sail on a ship to Tarshish. A great storm created incredible fear for the Gentile sailors. To find the reason for the storm, they cast lots, which fell on Jonah. This incredible storm was sent by the Lord. Was this consequence of his disobedience a punishment for Jonah or protection? Fearful and knowing he was at fault for the storm, Jonah asked to be thrown over. After unsuccessfully praying to their own gods, the sailors tried to get back to land, not willing to throw him over, knowing that his life had value, and they did not want to murder him when they threw him over. So they asked mercy from the Lord. The very one who could provide that mercy truly did, which we'll see later. Finally, they chose to throw him over, and the sea calmed down. These Gentile sailors praised the Lord when they saw this. This was an amazing protection of their lives. Do you see a pattern of not trusting the Lord, becoming fearful, taking matters into our own hands, and finally turning back to the Lord? This is a crisis of faith. God asks us to do something, and we turn to, "My will be done," as opposed to, "Thy will be done." God remains faithful. He commands, He sends, and He protects and provides. Not in a robotic-like fashion, but in a deep-rooted love for His children. The punishment can also provide protection. Lastly, did you ever think of the whale as a protection? I see the mercy of a great fish as protection and provision for Jonah. It is here Jonah stayed in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights. In his great character, the Lord commanded the whale to throw Jonah up onto dry land. What we view as a punishment might actually be his protection, and stretching it further, even his provision.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.